Our epistle for this first Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 33. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." He spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things shall be accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus far the words of today's epistle and the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it is interesting how many times people strive to have a conversation with me about the end of the world. Many people have thought many thoughts on this. But the one thing that I'm sure of is we don't know. That is one advent that Scripture tells us very clearly. We do not know the day nor the hour. We are reminded of this advent, this coming of the judge who will judge living and dead. It will happen. Like it says in the book, The Imitation of Christ, "Think often of your final end and you shall seldom sin." So it's good to keep that in mind. There is a particular advent and a general advent of the judge. We call this particular judgment and the general judgment. The general judgment is everyone, all the creatures, angels and men. The particular judgment is the one that takes place when God calls us out of time into eternity. And that will happen for each and every one of us individually. The advent that we commemorate is the advent of the 4,000 years of waiting for the Savior, who would come and not only teach, but take upon himself the debt that we as a race of men owed to our Creator, uniting his divinity with our humanity, would in the person of Christ, offering up himself, would die to pay the price. And of course, a part of that advent was the incarnation, the nativity. And this is the season that we are going into. But there's a third advent. So we have the advent of the judge, and we have the advent of the commemoration of the 4,000 years. Thus the four candles of the advent wreath. The other advent, the third advent, is the advent of our Redeemer. This advent takes place in the present to the individual. God gives us grace, and we either accept it or we reject it. in accepting it, we either make use of it or we are the unprofitable servant. For some, we make it a routine. We go to confession every week, come to communion, and then we don't do much else than that. And St. Paul in his epistle today tells us, no, now is the time for us to rise from sleep. If you think that you are going to find a Savior and a Redeemer when the judge comes, you are mistaken. You have to find your Savior and Redeemer now. When the judge comes, then he will know you, and you will know him as the intimates that you're meant to be. We receive God when we receive him in the sacraments, receive his grace in our heart and our soul, but that is primarily up to us. He's already demonstrated and gives us the opportunity to be one with him. Of course, people like to play games with this. They think that they could be one with God their own way. That's not true. Christ is the way. He is the truth. He has the life. No one goes to the Father but by me, he said. So it's important for us to find Christ and to do it his way, denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following him. We already talked last week about the situation in the world, to wake up to the reality of where we are in the world. Let's now talk about the situation that we are individually. How are we with God? Is it kind of like one of those things that we kind of think about on Sunday? Or is it an everyday event? Don't you think it should be an everyday event? If we're meant to spend eternity, if the purpose for our creation, as we read in the Baltimore Catechism, is to show forth his goodness and to be forever happy with him in heaven. This Advent, my dear friends in Christ, I'd like to encourage you not only to think of these Advents, but to make good use of the Advent of the present, Christ coming to you. In a special way, many graces can be received during Advent, as special graces are able to be received through the different liturgical years. But special graces that we can receive this Advent in order so that Christ can be born anew in our hearts on his birthday, on Christmas, the feast we're preparing for. Let us do our acts of charity and do the penances that we've taken upon ourselves to prepare ourselves, to empty ourselves of selfishness and make room for him. So when that Advent of the Redeemer comes to us individually and the knock comes to our door, we will not say, there is no room, but we will be able to say, O come, divine Messiah. Last thought, every year we try to get a little bit of a theme or something, a motto for our parish, spiritual motto, spiritual theme. And I think this year, it came to me this morning as I was thinking about it, from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, where the quote is, and I live now, not I, but Christ lives within me. If that's not our life, if that's not our reality, then our faith is a waste. I live, now not I, but Christ lives in me. That's the way it's supposed to be. Are we striving to make that a reality? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.